This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 9, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. A 26-foot French submarine called the Nautile is expected to arrive tomorrow or Thursday at the scene of the crash of Air France Flight 447 in the Atlantic Ocean. The craft was pulled from a research project to help find the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the Airbus A330, thought to lie on a mountainous ocean floor 13,000 feet below the surface. Nautile has made numerous dives on the North Atlantic wreck of the Titanic. The sub carries a 3-person crew and has multiple cameras and panoramic sonar to help locate the devices. If they're found, robotic arms will be used to pick them up off the ocean floor. French officials are not optimistic the recorders will ever be found, but safety investigators say it's urgently important to know what could bring down a modern airliner in an area where several other planes passed without incident the same night. Gulfstream Airlines, hit last week with a proposed fine of $1.3 million by the FAA, says it's preparing a response to charges it overscheduled pilots and violated other regulations. CEO David Hackett tells the South Florida Sun-Sentinel that in a couple of extremely isolated instances, records show scheduling discrepancies that were the result of human error. Quote, "In no case did anyone here do anything wrong on purpose. Scheduling may extend out because of a storm or something," unquote. FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown agrees there's no evidence the airline deliberately falsified records, but says the discrepancies make it impossible to prove Gulfstream pilots followed FAA work rules. The agency says it found 6 pilots whose rest times had been violated and numerous problems in flight time records from a 2008 inspection. An analysis of federal aircraft accident records by USA Today reveals that in nearly every serious regional airline accident of the past decade, at least one of the pilots had failed check rides more than once. The paper's analysis follows revelations that Continental Connections Flight 3407's 47-year-old captain, Marvin Renslow, had failed 5 check rides during his flying career, 2 of which the flight's operator, Colgan Air, had not known about. USA Today found that of 9 fatal accidents among the regionals over the period, in which a total of 137 people died, only one did not involve multiple failed check rides by a pilot. And in that one, the first officer was later fired for falsifying his job application. Regional Airline Association President Roger Cohen defends the industry's safety practices, telling the paper, quote, "All of our members are flying under the exact same standards as the mainline carriers," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A worldwide tax to fight global warming may be near. Hawker Beechcraft stays competitive on parts. And No Plane, No Gain gets more support. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ASTM compliance consultant Ed Downs explains the circumstances surrounding the FAA's reopening of comment windows on petitions to allow gyroplanes to be sold factory-built as experimental light-sport aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.